The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Once again, My Music is back to amaze and alarm you as you discover how much they know about music. They being Frank Muir and David Franklin on the one hand, and Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden on the other. We begin, as always, with some orchestral music. Title and composer, please. And the composer's name begins with the letter L. David Franklin.
By Litov.
Yes.
And as to its title, you must be joking.
Must I?
It's a scherzo.
Oh, I see, yes. Yes. Well said. Scherzo from the Concerto Symphonique, Opus 102, by Henri Litov. 2 marks. Dennis, what's this, and by whom, please? To give you extra time for half marks.
No. This is one time I don't need in. Actually, it's rather interesting because this week we seem to have a lot of pianists in the audience, particularly a lady in the front row who's playing it, but she's half slow up when it got to that fiddly bit at the end. It's Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt.
Given a choice of two, which one would you say it was out of the two? Number two, yes, all right. There's your second mark. Mozevich was the player, in fact, not the lady in the middle of the front row. Ian, what's this, please?
Well, I'm the lucky one who fell in for Leha.
Yes.
It's not the Merry Widow.
That's for sure.
Serenade from Frasquita.
Yes, 2 marks. Frank Muir's turn. Frank, what's this?
Ooh. I only know two South American composers.
And it's one of them.
I know. Well, which do you want? One I can never remember his name, and the other I can never pronounce it.
I think the one whose name you can't remember.
Lacuna.
We'll have that one.
Lacuna.
Lacuna is right, Ernesto Lacuna, and the title of the piece.
What's that one that goes da 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 da? Yes, it's got a title.
Oh yes, it's got a title.
Aperitif.
Malagueña. Who? Title. You've got one out of two for that. General knowledge about music in this round. David, the Impresario is K486, the Hafner is 385, the Requiem is K626. Who was K?
Oh, he was the chap who catalogued Mozart's works.
Yes.
Kirchhoff.
Yes, thank you. Ludwig von Kirchhoff, who catalogued Mozart's works and lived from 1800 to 1877. 2 marks. Dennis, what is or was a bull phone?
Bull phone? If you wanted to call cows...
That's right.
There's a thing... It's not a bull phone, it's a bull horn, which is a kind of name that we would give to a loud hailer. That the Americans call a loud hailer, a bullhorn. Is it some kind of loud hailer?
In a way, yes, it is. I think you get your marks. frankly.
Well, it sounds so astonishing. It happens occasionally.
I mean, you mentioned Loud Hailer and you mentioned America, and I'll give you my answer as it appears here. A loudspeaker, the Bull phone, with a range of 25 miles, made in the United States in the late 1930s. So that'll do very nicely for 2 marks, I think. Ian, what is a clarsach?
A Celtic harp revived by the collecting of all these folk songs by, I think it was Mrs. Patufa Kennedy Fraser, and she used to sing these songs accompanied on the clarsach.
Yes, one of the great Fraser clan.
Yes. There's a marvellous song called When Patufa Plays the Clarsach in the Gordon.
Never sold a copy. Didn't sell a copy.
I made that go for you.
Well, that's what a clarsach is, anyway, 2 marks. Frank, where would you find a tailpiece?
On a man who'd put his codpiece on back to front.
Or
on a bunny. Yes. Or, can I have a hint?
To do with fiddling.
Oh, is it broken strings or violin bow?
No, it's not. No.
Well, I resign. Let's play something else.
I really can't give you
any. You go out of the room, David. And think of a four-letter word for Steve, and I'll come back.
The answer to where you'd find a tailpiece is you'd find it near your chin if you were a violinist, because it's the part to which the strings are fastened. Well, I can't give any marks there, I'm afraid. We have some singers now with outstandingly memorable voices. Just for this round, please, no help from your partners. I want to know simply the name of the singer. So, David, you're on your own. Who's this?
Steve, I'd like to see you looking front for my bed. Best lies it. Diamond bracelet. Worldwide dance on well. My little baby
on my own. Louis Armstrong.
Yes, that's right. You've got a mark. Dennis, on your own again. Who's this?
Up to the washing soap and down to the water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to the washing soap and down to the water once more. Oh, hands go, oh, Lordy. So weary of scrubbing days dreary. So weary of...
That's Mr. Hoagland Carmichael.
Yes. Think of him chewing a matchstick in that film, or various films, I think. 1 mark, Hoagie Carmichael. Ian, no help from your mate. Who's this singer?
Oh, I'm not much to look at, and I'm nothing to see, but I'm so glad I'm a living, and I'm happy to be. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Not Mr. Cab Calloway.
No, but you're sort of warm. You have the nationality.
But it's not Fats Waller.
No, more
definitely.
Recent.
More recent. Mm.
I don't think I can give any more help.
No, I'm sure you shouldn't.
Oh, are you? Good, I won't then, in that case.
Well, it's obviously this with no help, it's a sort of character-forming exercise.
Faced with stern reality at last, yes. Yes, you don't know, do you?
No.
I think Dennis did, but not that counts for marks.
Not sure, but I think it's Ray Charles.
Yes, it was Ray Charles. We get a lot of letters asking about the records that we use and where they can be obtained, and often, of course, they cannot be obtained. And this one, for instance, is not in the catalogues. In fact, we're using the only copy the BBC has. So, Frank, who is this singer?
And whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Not Archbishop Heenan.
Well,
Apart from that, I...
Or?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Isn't it a singer? Is it a comic?
Well, it would form your own opinions about that. It was, in fact, Dennis.
It was Dennis Norden.
What we did was we took Dennis singing from an earlier program in this series. We added a rather bumptious and important sounding orchestral introduction and a bar or two of Graham Daly on the end. And listen to it again, and I think you'll recognise that it is Dennis Norden.
No, it's a rotten thing.
Here it is.
And whiskey and wild mean they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Music, as we all know, is an international language. except, of course, when its technical terms are written in Italian, then it's an Italian language. For two marks, David, if you saw Stringendo at the top of a piece of music, what would you do?
Literally, I should do some squeezing.
Yes, yes.
But the effect of squeezing is to make things go faster.
Yes, getting quicker, squeezing the time. Two marks. Dennis, what do you do when it says volte subito?
I switch off at the mains. Subito in Italian is immediately. Volte is to turn round, I think. I would turn round immediately.
And what would that achieve?
Well, I think it's an instruction for these operas where they have spear carriers. But what do you do when you volto subito? Turn around immediately. Do you ever?
I've never had to do that. It must be. It doesn't mean turn over or you'll miss the next line.
Well, it just that's what exactly what it does mean. Yes.
Ah. Just turn over the page quickly.
Yes.
Watch it, lad, you're in.
Yes, that's right. Watch it, lad, you're in. Exactly. Ian, your turn. Your great aunt, in her will, writes, I leave my best colophonium to my dear nephew Ian. One day the postman arrives with a parcel containing the long-awaited colophonium. On the parcel it says, colophonium for Ian, this side up. Having opened it, what do you do with it?
Is this something to do with violin bows?
Yes, indeed it is.
Rosin.
That's what it is. So what would you do with it? You'd rub it on your fiddle bow.
Well, I wouldn't, because I haven't got one. But perhaps I would put it down on the floor and do a little bit of dancing.
Well, yes, very nice, too. It's rosin. You've got two marks. Well earned there. Frank Muir, what is mitklang?
Hey?
Mitklang.
Ah, yes, this is a German word.
Yes?
See? German word, mitklang. Mitklang. It's a more Teutonic way of saying it, mitklang. It comes... it's a technical word. You know, it's an instruction sort of thing. You know, a comment.
Yes.
Well, in the German film studios, famous German, Berlin, UFA, it was really when sound films started, UFA were the first to realise that in terms of comedy... It's terribly important that to have the noise, the sound, complement the pictorial image, not just run purely on visual, as the old silent filmmakers did. So it was a man, I forget the name of the director, who was directing Emil Jannings. And Emil Jannings, in an amusing scene, had to kick a receptacle under the bed. And the director said, no, nein! You cannot just have the picture. We must have the kick. Mitklang. It's a word of coordination. But, or...
No, it's the right answer. When the When the director said we must have it mit Klang, he meant we must have it with resonance, didn't he? That's what he meant. You're right.
Oh.
David, do you watch westerns on television?
No.
Well, let's see how you get on with a western in the opera house, because this round of questions concerns characters in opera, and yours is The Girl of the Golden West by Puccini. Question: who was the girl, how did she make a living, and how did she try to win a bad man's life?
I don't know.
Ask Frank.
I'll tell you. Do you know Frank?
Pray do.
No, I'll tell you. The girl's name, Minnie. She was the proprietress of the Polka Saloon in the Puccini opera.
I could have guessed all that, shouldn't I?
Well, yes, you could, actually. Well, have a guess at how she tried to save save a bad man's life. That
well,
you could have guessed.
She threw herself in front of the revolver of the baddie who was shooting at the goodie.
No, that's too much like the sort of operas you appear in.
Didn't she substitute the live bullet for a pickled onion?
She may well have done so. But no, actually, no. She played poker with the sheriff, the winner, to win his life.
I've never seen the girl. I have.
Evidently.
I've seen it once. But it made,
made a good impression, didn't it?
No marks, I'm afraid. Dennis, La Traviata means the woman gone astray, the wayward one. Who was she? Who was her lover? And for your full three marks, their full names, please.
Well, for once, my knowledge of opera matches David's. I don't know either. She was a soprano, he was a tenor.
Ian to the rescue, then.
Ian to the rescue.
Heroine and hero of La Traviata.
Traviata.
It's an opera. Well, I don't know her surname. Her Christian name was Violetta. Mm-hmm. I ought to know her surname, but I don't. The lover was Alfredo.
Yes.
And his other name was Germont.
Yes, and her other name was Valerie, or Valerie. Well, it's, what is it, two and a half marks out of three, isn't it? Because you've got all except one name. Right. Ian, your turn. Where would you find Claggart and Captain Vere? By whom, and what's their connection with Moby Dick?
Well, you'd find them in Billy Budd.
Yes, one. By composer...
Benjamin Britten.
The connection.
And the connection is with Moby Dick. Well, presumably the fact that it's about the sea.
Apart from that, Dennis is writing something down.
Oh,
Dennis
great.
Has literally...
Well, I have another one, actually, because there is an operatic connection with the aria. La Donna e Moby Dick.
The story of Moby Dick and the story of Billy Budd were both by Mr. Melville.
Yes, Herman Melville wrote them both. You've got three marks between you. Frank, Il Trovatore means the troubadour. What is the troubadour's name? Who orders his death? And in what way are they connected?
I'm damned if I'm going to be drawn into this gossip. Questioning Dennis about this girl's private life. Now he wants... What's this? Well, which is that for the answer?
What's the name of the troubadour?
The name of the troubadour,
thank
Steve,
you. Yes.
Is Manrico.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
And,
The name of the chap who ordered his death.
The chap, name of the malfeasant.
Yes.
Is Di Luna.
Yes. Did he have a rank, David?
It sounds balmy.
Count, yes.
He was a count.
Count Di Luna.
Count Di Luna.
That's right. And and what way are they connected?
Count Di Luna, one by one. One was the one who was the chap who. What? Hang on. Brothers.
Yes, that's the big surprise. Yes, they were brothers. Three marks. And we come to the singing round. What happens is that Messrs. Daly and Chin play the beginning of a song, and each contestant tries in turn to complete it for three marks. We got a lovely one, David, for you. Here's your song.
And the dawn comes up like thunder on the road to... This is the... We go on then, you see. It's a sort of middle section. On the road to Mandalay... Where the frying fish.
Not frying.
No, flying, not frying. And the brawn comes up like thunder.
You really had your chips now.
Well, that should just about wrap it up.
Well, I think so. Who could ask for anything more, as the old song says? It was completely upside down. Can't you hear their paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? Notice my Rudyard Kipling accent, you see. On the road to Mandalay, where the filing fish is, it says here. By the way. And the dawn comes up like thunder out of China, crossed the bay. You've got three because you always get three in this round.
Yes. Right.
3 marks for Dennis Norton, who is now going to sing this song.
She likes the theatre, but never comes late. She doesn't bother with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't play crap games with barons and earls. Don't go to Harlem in ermines and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That goes on the LP with the other one.
Don't know which to make the A side. 3 marks, Ian, a song for you.
In Picardy, in the hush of a silver dew, roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses may die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart. But there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. 'Tis the rose that I keep in my...
Hold it, boy, hold it!
Agree.
Dastardly attempt to get me to go another octave up and do myself a mischief at the end.
Well, you did something very tricky on Far Apart, though. Maybe too far.
Yes, I did a volte subito on that one.
Anyway, you've got 3 marks. Frank, your song.
You told me you loved me when we were young one day. Sweet songs of spring were sung, and life it was ever so gay. You told me you loved me when we were young one day.
Thank you.
You don't love me.
Thank you, Frank.
Held me close to your heart.
And with the score standing
up. You cried then. Then we drifted apart.
Good night, Steve.
And with the hope that you'll join us again.
When we were...
Can I stop?
And that, I'm afraid, is the end of this week's My Music. A victory by 3 marks for David Franklin and Frank Beer. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.